Welcome to our fourth night of Missions Week here at Faith Assembly. I'm Pastor Joseph, and we had a wonderful time the last few days of interviews with missionaries. And so if you missed out on any of those, you can go to Facebook, to YouTube, and to our website, connectatfaith.com, and watch those. Today, I have the pleasure of introducing to you Joe Holloway from Chi Alpha, and he is here. So welcome, Joe. How are you doing?
Doing great, Joe. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Maybe we should rename this the Joe Show.
Absolutely. I'm all for that.
Joe Show on missions.
Yes. So, you are the Chi Alpha missionary here in South Carolina, one of them.
Yeah. So the Chi Alpha missionary actually at Clemson University. My wife and I have been there going on 14 years. So not a short time, but we're loving it. Went to school at the University of Arkansas, where I got a degree in outdoor recreation. Nice. Go Razorbacks. And then while I was there, I got connected with Chi Alpha, which stands for Christ Ambassadors, and it's an outreach of the Assemblies of God. Just fell in love with Chi Alpha. They asked me if I wanted to stick around and come on staff, and one thing led to another, got married, did an internship, and then we landed at Clemson.
Awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So tell people a little bit about Chi Alpha and what you guys do in the schools.
Yeah, so Chi Alpha stands for Christ Ambassadors, as I said, and the goal really is to connect students with Christ and then help that student to reach their campus. And so it's really is a missions outreach of the Assemblies of God to the college campuses. And so we are developing discipleship groups, we're having large group meetings, we're doing fun events, we're connecting with international students, trying to help connect them with the kingdom and then really launch them onto the campus and then throughout the world. In fact, our mission statement is reconciling students to Christ, transforming the university, the marketplace, and the world. And I'd love to tell some stories about what that looks like.
Awesome. So I know that you guys, you said you have the students and then international students. So the students that are there, how do they find out about Chi Alpha?
Yeah, all kinds of ways. So this has been a little bit of a strange year this year because of COVID. So some of the traditional opportunities we have to connect with a new student, we're not there. But sometimes they'll hear about it through their youth pastor. So like maybe their youth pastor is familiar with Chi Alpha. They're like, hey, when you go to campus, check out Chi Alpha. Yeah. We're on over 300 campuses around the nation. And so we're having siblings and cousins being like, hey, when you get to your campus, go find Chi Alpha. And then traditionally, this year it didn't work out because of COVID, but we'll be at orientations. So when a student comes to college, the summer before they arrive, we'll have tables up, we'll be connecting with students, and we actually send out a welcome packet to hundreds of students before they ever arrive on campus. Welcome week is the big blitz.
Yeah.
And we give out snow cones, we do all kinds of fun stuff just to connect with students during that week. And really, it's a great opportunity for them to find a community that's going to help them to really be able to excel in their Christian life. But not only that, but create friends that are going to like live with them for the rest of their lives.
Awesome. So, that's very cool. And so the international kids, explain, you know, the impact that you guys want with international.
Yeah, so it probably is one of the easiest ministries that you can imagine. I think when we think about international students, we're like, oh my goodness, I don't know their culture, I don't know their language, this is going to be really challenging. But the truth is, they're coming to the United States, they're looking for friends, they're looking for community, and they want to experience that.
Yeah.
So it really, all you have to do is walk up and say hello. We have a young man, he's actually gone back to China now. But he came, and he was studying here in the States, and he started riding the bus to class. And one of our students, her name is Cassie, and Cassie saw this young man riding the bus. And she had seen him a couple times riding the bus by himself, and she felt like God kind of, like, pricked her heart to reach out to him. And so she's like, pray for me. I'm probably going to see him on the bus again, and help me get up the nerves. And so, like, we're like, okay, we'll pray for you. We prayed for her, and sure enough, like, the next day, She saw this young man. He got on the bus, and she walked up and said, "Hi, I'm Cassie, and I'm a part of a group called Chi Alpha, and we're doing, I think, I don't remember what we had going on, I think Free Food Friday. We're doing Free Food Friday this week. Would you like to come?" And so he was like so excited to meet an American and have an American friend, and we're able just to love him so well. And it's, you know, giving him rides to the airport, helping him get rides to Walmart, all these things that, like, we have, but they need. And so able to meet their needs in that and just also share the love of Jesus with them. So a lot of them are very curious about Christianity.
Okay.
Because they didn't come from a culture where that was celebrated. And especially here in the South, everyone's a Christian. So what does it mean to be a real Christian?
Right.
And so they want to understand that. And so the conversation is really so easy.
So you're looking at a community aspect for these people that are leaving their communities and coming here to the U.S., and so they need some sort of a support system in order to survive.
Even just, you know, simple things like getting to Walmart, or I can't tell you how many times I've taken international students to the DMV to get their license.
Wow.
Because, you know, they may have had one back home, but they don't have one here. So, you know, I'm on a first-name basis with the people at the DMV for, like, going up them off. And but not only that, not only are we helping them with their physical needs, but really the spiritual component is there as well. This summer we did like a special group we called Bible Talks.
Yeah.
And most of our Chinese students, which we have been ministering to, had kind of walked, like they were hiding in their house. Like that shelter in place thing, they took very seriously and they were not coming out. You know, the COVID factor was very real for them. But our Indian students, they're like, "COVID what?" And so so they're out like running around, and so we you know, we had some social distancing set up at our ministry house. We have a Chi Alpha house.
Yeah.
Right across from campus. And we did these Bible talks. And so we would sit down every week and just discuss like the Bible. And they were coming. We have multiple Indian students are coming every week. These are not believers. Yeah. They are from a Hindi background, but they're so curious about Christianity and wanting to learn more. So oftentimes they'll reach a point during those conversations where they have to make a decision.
Right.
You know, is this something I want to follow or not? And then they may walk away or they may get closer and say yes. But it's just really fun to sow those seeds.
Yeah.
And even if they don't make a decision while they're here, most of them are going back home. Even if they don't make that decision while they're here, then those seeds have still been planted. And we have no clue what's going to happen. But if they do make a decision while they're here, then they're going to take that home. And they're going to be like the ultimate missionary.
Amen.
Like they already know the language.
Yes.
They already know the culture.
Amen.
Like they already have a whole system of family and friends and relationships, unlike a missionary coming from the States trying to like learn all those things and develop all those things.
Right.
So it's kind of like, I call it missions in reverse. So instead of us going across the seas,
yes,
we have like 70 different nations coming to Clemson University.
That's awesome.
And so we're just able to love them and then potentially send them back to see Kingdom.
Awesome. A couple more minutes, but I wanted to ask you about teams and small groups.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so teams as in like community teams.
Yeah.
So we have basically small groups set up within our ministry, and that really is the heart and soul of Chi Alpha. I mean, we can throw a pizza party with the best of them, Super Bowl party or whatever, but the main focus and really what drew me into Chi Alpha, even though I'd grown up in the church world,
right,
and my dad was a minister and this son was a god, so like I know AG,
yeah,
but and they did a phenomenal job at really giving Kingdom to me. I was, you know, I was homeschooled as well, so that, you know, count that against me if you want. But
I was too.
Oh, they're both. The Joe Show strikes again. But my parents, like, they did a great job really investing the Kingdom into me. But even in the churches my dad pastored, I never really was discipled by that community. So I had a lot of teaching, you know, from the pulpit, there's a lot of finger pointing and there's a lot of opening the word in Sunday school, which like, I don't know if we even do that anymore, but like where I'm learning from the word, but there was no life on life. relationships that I was getting from the church community. And I was involved in Rural Rangers, but that's, you know, once a week and we go camping. And, you know, every once in a while I might learn something. But when I got to college and got involved with Chi Alpha, I realized that discipleship is so much more than reading a book or, you know, getting yelled at from the pulpit. But it's this life-on-life relationship that you develop with someone where really you're able to not just tell someone to do something, but you're able to show them how to do it. And that's what, like, my campus pastor did for me, and that's what we're hoping to do for these students. And then we raise them up to become small group leaders, and then they're able to do that with the next generation.
That's wonderful, wonderful. I love small groups, and having that close-knit community is huge for, you know, being able to grow, to have camaraderie, and be able to do it, and especially being in colleges where there's so much of the secular world that you're having to battle while, you know, while you're there.
Right.
Having a community, being able to come together is huge in your walk with God. So
it really is. It's so critical. And I think it's kind of a missing element of the church. And I'm so happy to see that the church in America is kind of recapturing this passion for discipleship that maybe was lost, you know, in the 80s and 90s when I was growing up, and you know, we had kind of relegated discipleship to something you do after the fact versus it being the main focus. And really, when you look at Jesus's ministry, he fed the 5,000, you know, like he could pull off the biggest fish fry ever. But the majority of his time and energy was invested in 12 guys.
Yes.
And so what does it look like for us to kind of strip away all the show to look at who I really am, let's be honest, and then how can I, like Paul says, like, follow me as I follow Christ, and just living life together.
It was a daily walk that he did with his disciples, and that's what we need to do here at the church, is a daily walk. So, all right, so now that we've learned about Chi Alpha, we have a lot of people that are watching here on Facebook Live. They may not be in an AG church. They may not be here in Rock Hill, but they go to a church. They're somewhere else here in the United States. Mm-hmm. How do people get involved? Is Chi Alpha only AG? How does this work? And then how can they get involved in their own community to be able to reach others?
That's great. So I think, you know, the first part is, how do they get connected with Chi Alpha? And although Chi Alpha is sponsored by the Assemblies of God, on campus, it is extremely diverse. In fact, we probably have 90% of our students who are connected with our local Chi Alpha group are not from Assembly of God background. So most of them did not come from an AG church. And so the way they got connected is by picking up a snow cone, or, you know, we were out there yesterday playing the guitar with a QR code, like social distance, like tabling, so they can go scan a code and get the information. But yeah, so they're able to get connected with just by coming on campus, connecting with us that way. There is a link at chialpha.com. So if you spell that, chialpha.com. And you can go there, and there's a listing of all of the Chi Alpha groups around the nation. And so you can actually look and see if there's one close to you.
Awesome.
And so if you're, you know, say you're at campus in Virginia Tech, I was just hanging out with the director there earlier this week. And so, you know, you can find his information and reach out to them and get connected with their group. Another way, let's say that you go and you're like, is there a Chi Alpha at Winthrop University, which is just down the road here.
Yep.
And you go to the website, you check it out, and you discover there's not one there. Then if you're in South Carolina, you need to call the state director, and his name is Joe Holloway.
This guy right here.
And so I am actively seeking ways to connect with people and get them connected with the college campus.
Yes.
And so we want to really reach every campus in the state, and reach every campus in the nation. So if you have a passion for students, or maybe you're a student on the campus and you're like, hey, there's no Chi Alpha at my campus, what can I do to start one? I would love to help you do that and help to be a resource to make that happen. So yeah, that's kind of how you can get connected. In addition, we are missionaries, and so people give to us regularly to help support what we're doing. And this church has been so faithful. You guys have been amazing at giving faithfully every month and contributing to that. And I know your youth has also helped out with our Speed the Light vehicle. Thank you guys so much for that. Your investment in that is helping us to advance the kingdom on the campus. And so we're just so thankful for that. And those kind of different ways that you can get connected or people have connected with us.
Yeah. So this being sort of a youth type, you know, environment, you mentioned Speed the Light.
Yep.
Explain to people what Speed the Light is real quick.
Yeah, so Speed the Light is basically a ministry of the youth in youth groups around the nation where they sacrifice of their funds, you know, so maybe they have a summer job or maybe they get a little allowance or, you know, they're some of them do bake sales and do other things to help raise money to advance the kingdom, to speed the light to the lost. And so that speeding of the light really looks like providing a mission of vehicles for missionaries and also for sound equipment and lights and really things to help move the gospel forward. And so at Clemson, I actually have a vehicle that was provided by Speed the Light. Nice. I drove it here. In fact, that truck, this is so crazy, but at one point I was driving to an event and I had 6 continents in the truck at one time.
Wow.
So we had a different, like there's 6 seats and every seat was
somebody from a different
someone continent. From a different continent was sitting in. Not just different country, but different continent.
Wow.
And so, but I couldn't have done that. Like, that truck would not have been available to me. The vehicle I had before was like a little bitty tiny, like neon that was falling apart. So,
yes.
So you guys helped me to be able to do that. We also have a sound system that Speed the Light has helped purchase. And so, but the youth of this district, of this church, sacrificed to make that possible. And so, it's just such an amazing, amazing gift to us missionaries.
Yeah, I love we're doing with missions. I love getting the kids involved and being a part of missions because sometimes we go on mission trips every once in a while. We are missionaries too, mm-hmm. but we need to be missionaries to our friends, our families, our neighbors, and anyone that we come in contact with. So,
absolutely.
You know, we don't have to be a part of a certain denomination. We don't have to.
Right.
It just, we're all called to be missionaries.
Everyone, yeah. And I think that was one of the things that really struck me as well, moving onto the college campus and becoming involved in the discipling community, is I realized that I think a lot of the church is really built on this premise. And I'm kind of old. But
we're the same age.
We're the same age. We were just discussing this earlier. Again, the Joe Show. the antique man show. No. But the, I think we grew up with this like idea of the field of dreams.
Yeah.
With the modern church. And it's like, if you build it, they will come.
Yes.
So if we make a cool enough stage, if we have the best band, if we can have the coolest light show, people will come to us. And I think there may have been a time when the church could function that way. Like people were coming because you had the best, but now they're not coming anymore.
Right.
And in fact, missiologists would say that America is the third largest pagan nation in the world.
Wow. Wow.
And so we need to begin thinking of our neighbors, of our workplace, of the friends around us, of the college campus as a mission field. And so, you know, if you're a student in a high school, instead of just like kind of trying to survive as a Christian under the radar, maybe God's calling you to step out as a missionary.
Yeah.
To look at your campus, your school as a mission field and begin to like say, okay, what does God want to do here?
Right.
And so the question is, instead of like, how do I take them to my youth group? But like, how do I take God to them?
Yes.
Like, what does it look like for us to go to them?
It even has to be, it could be in the little things, because a lot of times we think, I got to be a good speaker. I have to know the whole Bible inside and out. And it's no, God just wants you to be a friend. He wants you to smile at somebody. And then they're going to ask you, what's wrong with you? And you
absolutely.
Say, I have Jesus. That's what's wrong with me. You know, and they're going to like, you're my kind of crazy.
Among a whole bunch of other problems I have.
You're my kind of crazy.
Yeah.
But
absolutely. Absolutely. And I think we feel like that there's this kind of this need for us to have the everything perfect. You know, I can't share the gospel because I haven't memorized every verse of the Bible.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen. Like, we feel in that level of inadequacy, but that's like, they look at the disciples and they're like, dude, these people are like unskilled, like unlearned people, but yet like there's something powerful and amazing. And they had noted what the unique thing was, is they had been with Jesus. And so like, when people see you, are they seeing Jesus? Are they seeing the love? Are they seeing the peace? Are they seeing that compassion that Jesus gave? And also the like the audacity to stand up for what's right.
Yes.
Which I think is really hard in our society today to do that. So, but that's what God is, that's what the example Jesus gave, and that's what we need to live up to.
Well, let's do this. Let's go ahead and move into a time of prayer.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you to pray for us as the people that are watching, and us as a church, and then I'll pray for you, and then we'll go from there.
Thank you.
Let's go ahead and pray.
Yeah. God, I just am just so honored to be here today, and just to be a part of something that's so big. Your kingdom is so awesome. And so as we're doing ministry at Clemson, I know that I'm doing so because this church has been generous, because this church is invested in us, and not just financially, but also in prayer. And so it's really my honor to partner with them in prayer and to pray for them. And so I just lift this church up, I lift faith up, and I pray that you would bless them. Lord, that even in this season of kind of chaos with COVID and everything else, God, that you would bring your peace and your confidence into them, and that there would be not only confidence in you, but it would be almost like a radiant confidence. I'm reminded of Moses, that he would go into the tent of meeting, and he would take off this veil, and he would be there in your presence, and it was like his face would become radiant with your glory. And then he would walk out, and people would like, please put the veil over your face. He'd cover his face. And so I just pray that that would be so, that your presence inside of us would be so real, so powerful, and that we would walk in such a unique anointing that it would be almost a radiance about us, that it would be a sweet fragrance to the people around us, that they would look at us and say, what do you have? Why are you so happy? Why are you so content? Why are you so confident? And we can share your love with them. We need your help, Jesus. And so I just pray that you would come and empower us, but also give us that strength through your Holy Spirit to really give your love away. And that's really what the Holy Spirit is all about, is empowering us to show your love to the people around us. And so I pray for good fruit in that. I pray for this youth group, as they have been so faithful to give and invest in Speed the Light, that you would bless them, that you would have your favor to shine upon them, and that you would help them in every arena of life. You're good and faithful, Father, and we love you.
Yes.
Love you.
Father, I thank you for Joe Holloway and the other Chi Alpha missionaries that we have here and around the world. I pray, Lord, that your hand of protection would be upon them. That, Lord, that during these times that are uncertain, that you would be able to guide them, give them new ideas, give them boldness to be able to continue in the work that they're doing. I pray, Lord, for the students that are getting involved, that you would give them a boldness, a longing to want to spread the word, to be able to go and meet people and to be your hands and feet, not only within their campuses, but also with their friends, their family, and their neighbors. Lord, we need that too. We need to be able to reach out to those that are around us. So help us and give us the boldness to be able to do it. I also pray for those that are on the outskirts, the ones looking in, the ones that don't know, Lord.
Yes,
I pray that you would take the seeds that are planted, the glimpse, the QR codes, the smiles, the highs, as a way to introduce them into the Chi Alpha ministry, and to be able to know you, to have a relationship with you, and to be able to grow in community with you, to become disciples, and to go out to where they are. Lord, we need you more than ever in these times, and I thank you so much for what you're doing, and we can't do this without you. But Lord, I pray for everyone that is around the world, those that are listening right now, those that are praying with us right now, that you would give them the same strength and boldness to be able to go out and do the same. We thank you, Lord, in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, awesome. This has been a wonderful time. Thank
Absolutely.
You so much for coming.
So honored. It's been great. I really enjoyed getting to come and hang out with you today.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, thank you for speaking with us tonight. Thank you. Thank you, everybody who has joined us for Facebook Live. Tune in tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. We will have Jay and Nancy Dickerson joining us on Facebook Live with Pastor. And be sure to like and share these with your friends and family so that they can see them also. Jay and Nancy are missionaries to Central America, Costa Rica, and you don't want to miss it. So God bless you and have a good night.
God bless. Thus concludes the Joe Show.